Hey, millionaire babes, are you tired of being burned out, stressed out when it comes to your business and ready to finally make the money you desire? Well, I am here to help. I am Brianna Michelle, aka the Millionaire Babe, broke wedding pro turned six-figure earner in 1 year and now a million-dollar brand, helping you do the same. I help heart-centered people pleasers ignite their personal power and turn their dreams into dollars to live the life they've always imagined. Through sharing success stories and providing tips on marketing, mindset, and manifestation, it's time for you to step into our world and let's discover together your future millionaire babe self. Hello, hello, and welcome to the episode of the Millionaire Babe podcast. I am so excited to be talking about something today that actually came up in my Instagram stories. So you guys know I am the stories queen. I'm always in my stories doing anything from trainings to asking your all's support for what you want to hear on this podcast. And so today's episode came from somebody, actually it was more than one person. It was several of you saying that you guys wanted to learn more strategies to earn more with ease. Okay. And there's two parts to this. So first of all, I'm going to give you two perceptions when it comes to this strategy. Now, there's two different ways to earn more with ease. There's the physical strategy portion, right? So what kinds of things do I need to be implementing in my day-to-day work routine that are going to allow me to earn more with ease? And we're going to talk about that. But then there's also the mindset portion that a lot of people don't talk about. And the mindset portion is actually what has propelled me and my clients to quantum leap substantially and continue to earn more and more and more money without adding more workload onto their plate. So follow me here. Okay. So the first thing I want to talk about is when it comes to earning more with ease, the most common sense things, okay, such as putting boundaries in place with your business. A lot of times if business feels hard to us, it's a lot of times we need to look and see, okay, what boundaries are we putting into place? Do we have boundaries? And I really encourage anytime you have, you feel like something is stressing you out, or if it's overwhelming you, or if you feel like it's just a big energy leak, that's an opportunity to create a boundary around that particular area. And so as you grow, especially when you're growing and scaling your income and you're having more and more clients come into your world, right? It is critical and essential that you create more and more boundaries within your business. So this is one of the things that we really focus on a lot in my mastermind. Those women are scaling to 20 and 30K months, right? We're not adding more workload onto their plate. That's not what we're doing here. Rather, we're implementing more systems, processes, and procedures to be able to carry the volume so that they can earn more with ease. But when it comes to booking clients, when it comes to actually booking and converting clients, I want to talk about some systems and processes that you can implement, and there are five, that allow you to get the bookings kind of passively, right? So we all know that, or hopefully you know, that you want to be posting on social media consistently, right? With intention and strategy and like all the things. We all know that. But what can we be doing to our business that allows us to have bookings without having to constantly post on social media? So I want to share with you five things that allow you to book more clients so that you can earn more with ease without having to always post on social media. And I think this is important to know as well, because, you know, with social media changing so often, you know, your social media account can go. I mean, any day. There's been a couple clients of mine who they've had to start their social media accounts all over from scratch. And so it's good to know that you have other options in order to grow your business without actually having to do more work. Now, I truly believe before I go into these five things, I truly believe that you do need to be on social media, and it is a highly 50% of your income. So I do want to address that disclaimer, but I think you guys are going to find these really, really helpful. So number one, your SEO on your website. So SEO, for those of you that don't know, stands for search engine optimization. You can have keywords on your website that will help put you on page one of Google so that when people are searching for your services, you're the one coming up. You're the one coming up. So you can book clients just from having the right keywords on your website so that you get found, right? It's all about getting visible so that you show people that you do exist. The second thing is personal brand. This ties into personal brand. So number one, personal brand is your values, your beliefs. It's fonts and colors, but it's also your values, the beliefs you have, what makes you different, and kind of why they should book you and how you're going to create this amazing experience for them. So having that plastered on all your online platforms is really key and essential into being able to book clients again without always having to post on social media. The third thing is online features. So online features are when you get featured in different magazines, or if you're on different blogs featured, people do read other forms of content. And if you are mentioned in something you're reading or someone else's blog, chances are if they're looking for services that you have to offer, they are going to click and they're going to find you that way. So that's important to do as well. Also, having your link on different blogs and different websites will also boost your SEO and ranking. It's called backlinking. And so it actually also will increase your ranking to get more and more on Google page one of search when clients are searching for your services. The next thing I want to talk about is third-party ads. So third-party ads, like not WeddingWire, Google, being on these ads is really, really key in order to, again, be visible and have an additional way for clients to find you and send you an inquiry. And the last thing I want to talk about is other features, other different allocates and features that you can be on besides blogs, such as a Pinterest feature, being on YouTube and having a couple of videos of your work on YouTube. Again, it's really all about becoming visible. And the more visible you are, the more opportunity clients can find you and therefore will book you. Again, I really truly believe that social media, and proof is always in the pudding, social media is definitely a huge factor into being able to book more and earn more with ease. But these are additional strategies that you want to make sure that you have in place so that, again, you're getting more visible and you are earning more, not just through having to post on social media all the time. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is the strategy to earn more with ease when it comes to mindset. Okay. And I could not do this podcast without talking about this. This is where your money mindset comes in. This is where building a six-figure mindset comes in. So when it comes to earning more with ease, the fact that we have to ask that question, how do we earn more with ease? The fact that that question is asked tells me that we think earning more is hard. Okay? So follow me. Earning more is not hard. Earning more with ease is a belief. So it is a belief that we think that it's going to be hard to earn more. That's why we want to earn more with ease. So it's a belief that we are saying to ourselves. It's a limitation belief. Otherwise, we would be asking the question, number one. But how do we begin to overcome this? First of all, I want to say that you're not alone. Like, I used to think for so long that earning more was going to be hard. And I was constantly looking for ways to earn more with ease. But it was a belief, as a limiting belief that I was holding on to, because how I was raised and society and the world and people, and again, our friends and family, our parents, and again, how we were raised, majority of the world thinks that earning more money is hard. So if we associate with earning more with being hard, that's what we're going to believe. So the strategy to earn more with ease is to create self-awareness around the limiting beliefs that we are currently having with money. So it starts with, first of all, self-awareness. What do we believe about money that's not supporting us? We believe it's hard to earn. We look at a consistent 10K month, or maybe we're looking at a consistent 50K month, and we're looking at it as a huge mountain that we have to climb. And the way that we begin to earn more with ease, the strategy behind earning more with ease, really comes from relating to the desired income. It's relating to the desired amount. So if your desired amount is 50K months, then we have to normalize that number. We can't be looking at that number thinking, oh my God, that's going to be so hard to obtain. It just feels like a dream. Oh my gosh, like I can't even imagine being there. Right? So it's how we relate to the money is the strategy to earning more with ease. So let's go into this a little bit. Number one, allow yourself to see that earning more with ease is possible for you. Allow yourself to see that having 50K months is possible for you. Having a $1 million brand is possible for you. But if we're looking at it like, oh my God, that just seems so, like, I can't even imagine. That's basically telling yourself that you don't think it's possible. The second thing is allocating the money, not saying, okay, let's budget, but actually taking the money, okay, 50K months, and allocating what you're going to do with the money, making it relatable, making it normal, making it seem like it's not that big of a number. And then it's also about circulating. So if you want to relate to more money with ease, we have to understand what money does and how it supports us. It's just an energy. It's circulating the money to bring more money in. If we're afraid of spending money, we are closed to being open to earn more. You're either open to receiving more money or you're not. You cannot be in both places. And so if you are finding yourself always scared of letting go of money, always afraid of releasing the money, then we are not open to receiving it. In order to be open to receiving it, we have to spend and understand that by spending money, we are open to receiving more money. We are surrendering to money. We are normalizing it. We are relating to it. It's okay to let go of it, right? And so a lot of times we search for this big aha answer. It's like, what's the strategy to earn more with ease? Now, mind you, that was the question I had in my stories for a reason. I was curious to see where people's minds were and how they were going to relate to the question. But the strategy is relating to the money and normalizing it. If we normalize it, then we're able to gain clarity on seeing what tactical things we need to do in our business to get there. This is why a lot of times people find themselves stuck. So if you're finding yourself stuck and you know you need to do more marketing in your business or have a better mindset around money, or if you recognize that these are things that you need to do, but you find yourself still stuck because you're not taking action, a lot of times what's happening is we're not taking action because we haven't normalized the dollar amount that is possible for us to achieve. So we're still looking at 10K, 40K, 50K months as being impossible. So therefore, we're not taking action because we don't think it's possible for us. But the true strategy is relating to the money in order to help yourself believe that it's possible. And being okay with desiring it because it's truly, truly, truly made to support you. So I really encourage you to go back and listen to this episode again, because this material is very, very deep. This material is stuff that has literally helped me quantum leap in a year and a half. I've gone from 20K months to 50K to the highest as 90K months in my business because of this material, because I've been normalizing the money, because I've been working on my relationship with money. This is why I created, I started adding more money programs into my product suite because of this. So, but my point is go back and listen to it again, because sometimes it takes us a couple of times to really grasp what it is, what the concepts really are. Because I remember the first time when I heard this material, I was like, okay, I'm liking what I'm hearing. I'm listening and I'm hearing what you're saying, but am I really grasping it? Am I really embodying it? Right? So go back and listen to it again and again and again until you really start grasping it, because it took me a while to grasp this material. But oh man, when you grasp it, it is so powerful and it will help support your business. And most importantly, though, it'll help you take action. It'll help you take action from getting unstuck. Because I know there's people on here that listen to my podcast that are probably have been listening to my podcast for a very long time, months and months, and are probably still stuck. So if that is you, if you have been listening to this podcast for a really long time and you've been hearing me say this stuff, but you are still stuck, it is time to let go. It is time to let go and trust yourself. It is time to build the six-figure business of your dreams, but also have the six-figure mindset that goes along with it. Because it's scarier to stay stuck where you are than to invest in yourself and invest in your business. Trust me, I know. I stayed stuck for 8 years because I was so scared of failing. I was so scared of investing and wasting the money. I was so scared of trusting myself, believing in myself because of past money mistakes that I've made. But being able to understand that the strategy to earn more with ease, yes, it lies in different aspects and parts of your business for sure, but it's also about your relationship with money. This is huge. You've got to have the six-figure strategy, yes, but you also have to have the six-figure mindset that goes along with it. So we've got my most popular program on sale right now. It is Your Booked Out Bridal Business. It is on sale now. I'm so excited because we have some incredible bonuses this round. You get $1,000 off. And why is it important to jump in on it now versus later on in the year? Because you guys know I do launch it several times a year. But why is it important now? Here's why it's important now to jump in. Because if you jump in now, by the way, it is a 4-month live program. If you jump in now, you will have the next couple months to implement and still be able to capture end of summer, fall, and fall weddings. But if you wait, then you're implementing it. Most of all the fall brides will have already booked their wedding vendors, and you miss out on such a popular, really good money-making season. And then you're kind of starting in January. It will be a slower start. So this is why it's really great to get in right now. So I'm going to put the link to your book, That Bridal Business, in the show notes. You can also go find it by going to my website, BrandaMichelleCoaching.com, and going to the Work With Me section. You'll see it right there on the page. If you have questions about it, DM me on Instagram at @TheMillionaireBabe_. I'm happy to have a conversation with you to make sure it's a good fit. But it's really about, how are you going to show up this year? It's March. What is your plan? Are you going to thrive or are you going to survive? And it comes down to the point of, if you're wanting financial abundance, if you're wanting to change the outcome of what is currently happening, this is the way to get here. One of the bonuses too in YBOBB is my whole mindset series to help you change your money story, to help heal your relationship with money, to help you create new beliefs that support you around money so that you can never be stuck again. So you can learn how to have a healthy relationship with money, create these new thoughts and beliefs that will carry you in your lifetime so that you're never going to feel like you're always broke and always hustling for money, because that is no way to live, right? We created this business to do what we love, but we also created this business for freedom. And that is what I want for you. So I'm going to leave it at that. Please, if you enjoyed this podcast, share it, tag me in it. I would love, 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 love your support. Or if you have an idea for a podcast episode that you want me to talk about, again, just shoot me a DM on Instagram, and I cannot wait to hear and support you. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Millionaire Babe podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, found it inspiring, helpful, and motivating, take a screenshot of this episode, tag me at @TheMillionaireBabe_, and share on Instagram. And just for sharing, our team will send you a free business audit to help you get started in building the business of your dreams. Or to learn more about how to work with me, go to our website at www.BriannaMichelleCoaching.com. I'll see you on the gram.